the Garden of Earthly Delights. It was painted around 1500, and if you stare at these panels long enough, they start to tell a story. In the first panel, you have Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, elephants and giraffe and a lot of religious iconography. The second panel is where it starts to become more interesting. The deadly sins start to infuse their way into the painting. There's overpopulation, there's debauchery and excess. And the last panel, which is the most nightmarish one, especially from a young child's perspective, is this twisted, decayed, burnt landscape. A paradise that has been degraded and destroyed. Sharks can seem pretty scary. However, there is more to their story than meets the eye. Sharks are a special category of fish that live in every ocean in the world, mostly in warm waters. But some even live in rivers and lakes. Some live near the surface, some live in deep waters, and some live on the ocean floor. Unlike fish that have bones, sharks have skeletons made of cartilage. Everything's bigger in America. We've got the biggest cars, the biggest houses, the biggest companies, the biggest food, and finally, the biggest people. America has now become the fattest nation in the world. Congratulations! Nearly 100 million Americans are today either overweight or obese. That's more than 60% of all U.S. adults. Washington, D.C., America's visible, invisible city. Actually, two cities. One rich, one poor. One with power, another relatively powerless. It's white, it's black, it's there, but it's not. The city we think we know, the one we see on TV, is more way station than permanent residence. People come in, feed at the trough for 4 years or eight, and return to where they came from. But that, of course, is not the DC we're interested in. Sure, there are beautiful monuments standing for beautiful ideas, but those seem these days more like reflections than the things themselves. It's quite possible that Lincoln and Jefferson would scarcely recognize the country they helped create. But that's okay, because DC, at its heart, is a city like any other, filled with people, good and bad, from all walks of life, just trying to do the best they can. It's filled with people from someplace else, and people who've been here since nearly the beginning. It's two cities. Maybe just now starting to come together.